Price told an audience of 1,200 people that Fort Worth is doing only 2% of the city's business online, but that's about to change.
This spring, we will roll out the city's first online scorecard. It's a little bit like a report card. People will be able to go on and tell us how their experience with the city has been. And I think you'll be pleased to see how Fort Worth will score. If not, then we'll be addressing your concerns.
During her 20-minute speech, she also named the city's first transportation czar, Brian Beck.
That's interesting. I look forward to meeting with him and seeing what ideas he has.
That's Craig Goldman, who represents District 97 in southwest Tarrant County. He says every day between 1,000 to 1,500 people move to Texas.
We're continuing to grow. That's the good news. Now we need to catch up with infrastructure and parks and libraries and everything else.
In May, the city will vote on a $292 million bond package focused on transportation. Councilwoman Gina Bivens was most excited when Price announced that a California company called PennyMac would be moving into her district in East Fort Worth.
This company will deal a lot with financial servicing, and we're talking specifically the mortgage industry. We just lost Saxon Mortgage last year, and so there are hundreds of employees who lost their jobs with Saxon who I hope to introduce to them because it's the same skill set.
PennyMac says it plans to hire some 600 new employees by next December. Dua Hali, Sai Kow Tao, KERA News.